Good morning, Big Town Man. This is I've been wanting to capture this sort of image to show you this for a long time. This is a big cyclone over here, and this is another one going full pelt over here. And we can see that what happens is, you look very carefully at the cloud bands, you can see several layers. Now one layer is going around and around and getting sucked up the middle of this. And I might say 5,000 metres, you know, and then it's getting blown out the top at 10,000 metres. I don't know the true heights, either for this storm or for the average cyclone, you know. But, yeah, the atmosphere is very dynamic. Here we see more air getting sucked in. It's sort of closer to ocean level, and then it's been blown up through here. And then its dregs are getting blown up around. It's getting spread across here. And it's also getting spread up there. And some of it's being drawn into this cyclone. But we've got several... We've got the winds that are usually should be going west to east, which is from here across to there. They're now going from east to west. So some of the cloud from this storm is hitting that airstream up there and then getting sort of blown back across, you know. Some of it's getting drawn into here. Some of it's going across to here and sort of ending up in there somehow. And then you're getting the winds. So you're getting wind here going from east to west. It's coming from this cyclone. But at a lower altitude, you're getting the clouds going from west to east over Darwin. You know what I mean? You're also getting some of the usual sort of west to east winds picking up over the continent and blowing off over this way. Now, to get a zoom in on this cyclone, we'll just shift that across to there. This is what I mean, is this huge effect of where you can see. You can see all the clouds around here, you know, they're going around and then sort of in. Then they're spiralling up through the middle of this, and then they're spraying out all over. As you see, there's another faint layer of cloud up here, and then it's spewing down here, and then it's spewing out here. And this is the main sort of ejector route. And if we follow that ejection route, which usually goes from northwest Australia diagonally slashing across, you know. Well, we've got now that blowing down into the Southern Ocean, and that mass of cloud there is bigger than Australia, you know, so, you know, that's huge. So that's why it's been really fucking humid the last, oh, I don't know, the last 3 weeks. It's been cooking in your own juices type humid. Yeah, but see, there's an air layer up there going this way, and there's an air layer below it going across this way, you know, and this is a 4 hour. The satellite takes an image every 10 minutes, and so you're getting a short video covering 4 hours. I think there's like 40 frames or something. And here we can see that, you know, as this planet rotates into this side facing the dark side, the non-sun side, you can see the bloody shadow encroaching across the whole thing. So there you go. I've really wanted to show people a good image. It's a hard thing to sort of, because what I see on my screen is the image capturing software actually makes that look a lot sort of brighter than it sort of does, and it's natually very bright anyway. I think they're using image compensation, and they brightening it, and they lose a bit of detail, which is really what I wanted to see, you know. But yeah, look at this. Just, the atmosphere is so dynamic, and you know, 4 hours in. Like if this wind is, I reckon that's doing. So you can pick a point on a map and then measure that sort of distance, and that might be say. Say 1400 k's point to point, so you can say that's, well, that's about 1400 k's there, and then you can measure how many in 4 hours, how much there's like a prominent bit of it, you know, like that, to take to cover a certain distance, and then you can sort of accurately estimate the speed of the cloud, and I reckon that's doing about 140 k's an hour. And that's why when people go, oh, cyclone, ugh, brain dead, you know, but I'm going, well, 140 k's an hour times 10 hours, or say 24 hours, that's 2,400, that's about 3,000 k's in a day, you know, 24-hour day, you know. So, yeah, you got to kind of think about these things, because it's not just, oh, there's a cyclone over there. No, it's, you know, you know, a fucking monster storm up there is going to be down here 24 hours later, you know, and we'll be drowning in flood waters and shit, you know. So, yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for your time and attention. Bye.